Hello, all. Just a quick disclaimer here. I wanted to let you know there were two factors that did affect today's episode. One, I was sick, which is never great, combining sickness with DM-ness. And then two, we had some significant internet connectivity issues, and we eventually had to kind of just stop this session because we couldn't hear half of the people we were playing with. So just to let you know, you can expect a bit of an abrupt end for this one, but there's still some content here, so enjoy what's there, and come back next week where I don't believe we have the same problem. Bye. You're listening to the show about oddballs and cranks. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Nice. Thank
Are you.
You
okay?
But watch.
Look how dead.
But yeah, watch Severance like, first.
Severance, Stefan first. Severance is so good.
Yeah, so,
in terms of your, but you can watch Murderville first.
Quality for your time.
Yes, I know, but it's sometimes easier to just watch shorter things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a gateway sometimes. It's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Shorter things to longer things.
Yes.
You can
say that. Yeah. Eric's...
Oh, we have to play.
Oh, right. Eric. Oh, no, Eric.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
You also can impose your editorial stamp if I don't sound like I should be recorded right now.
What are you... Are you asking me to just say not to not
no,
play?
I'm just...
Oh, you mean like
quality,
if you suck?
Like, yeah.
What was that?
It's me kicking this elliptical all right. around.
All right.
Oh, wait, is this... Did I turn this back on? I did. Shut up.
I was sick in the last episode, so don't worry about it. I was definitely coughing.
Crack. Yeah.
Why do we always have to have this light making me look like a glowing moon crossing the screen? Not that anything changes that. I am a glowing moon face.
Is it the light from your monitor?
We have a lamp.
Where'd they go? You did the thing. Where it's when you move this.
I change it now. Our color is better.
Oh
it's because I hide non-video participants. So when you went on iMute, what it's called?
whatever. Anyway, it doesn't.
Good game.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow, this is the sexy version.
At the base of the dam spillway. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. Our only weakness is wasting time. Our only weakness is, well, doing bits, so. Spillways of the world. You are hard to picture. Spillways of the world. Bathwack's diving, so's Rafina, but Will's reluctant. Roscoe jumps in, slathered in mustard. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. His only weakness is wasting breath. But down here the rules to unlock a door were all we saw, a door for four. An image come true from the book gives Bathwack a tremor. Four keyholes in the door, they say oddball, crank and shield and disarray. Be the key, the door's riddle says. Doors and D&D have riddles always. Our only answer's doing impressions. Until we got the door to lower. Oh.
Instrumental break, everybody. So we walked through the door. And we saw some garps. Some bass, some copses of seaweed. We saw this blue light in the distance. And then something crazy happened. A watery orb on a pure source of the blue light. It's a massive anglerfish flopping on its side. And at the bottom of the butte, we saw a dragon wrapped around upside down. We were scared before we even went down. Spillways of the world, you lead to climaxes. Big moments in the campaign, we've been building up to. I hope we don't die. Roscoe really might. But yeah, there's a dragon over there. Take cover. This has been a Pork Fried Dice recap parodying Shoplifters of the World Unite by The Smiths. And also, fuck Morrissey as a person, he's a racist.
Yes!
Oh no, is he? Oh no! Oh, God.
I didn't find out till after I did mine.
Oh no, for real?
I was sad.
You but did as, Smith's one?
That is your range.
It's so beautiful. It was so beautiful, so Adam.
Yeah, she did a Morrissey one too.
Which what, was that while I was here? Or did you do? Or oh, did, have I heard it
oh,
on
I
the podcast?
Did, I did tomorrow. Have we not done that one yet?
Uh oh, it's all.
Oh, you're losing packets.
Packets.
Packet loss. Well,
Bear toggle.
Maybe it was
has
before
that been,
you.
Has it been on the podcast?
Yeah, it was a few. Yeah, no, it was like a few.
Did it come out?
A few episodes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's
gotcha.
Probably Mark Jessen probably yeah, I'll has search it, it documented somewhere.
I felt so silly. I wasn't sure. I guess I forgot that, and I wasn't sure if any of you would even know that song.
I did not.
I don't actually.
I could tell it was Morrissey by the way he was singing, but
totally
I didn't
tell.
Know the song.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Well, I was dismissed, yeah.
I felt silly because I latched onto, like, last session while I was taking notes, I literally wrote down when Alex said Spillways of the World. I was like, well, I know what my recap's going to be.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you said you could do the next one.
Yep.
But then, like, some of the things... There was one moment that I really liked that worked out really nicely, which is the original lyrics are, but last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. I was like, oh, that works out really nicely with Door for Four.
Ooh. That's
and
amazing.
Also ingenious use of the instrumental bridge where you're like, I'm just gonna fill in some details here. That was fabulous. Very smart.
Well, so I'm happy because you guys heard the recap that I made, and but now because of technical issues, episode canceled.
I know, what the heck?
Thanks for listening.
Please.
Eric got a serious face.
I mean,
he's so serious, but we can't. Did, Abby
did,
is crackling.
KT, were you here when I said if we can't actually play tonight, then next session we should just listen to ourselves listening to the recap that I wrote.
Wow.
Because we recorded this.
We did. Yes, we did. I can see it.
We could also just decide, like, okay, top of the session, the group decides to split up. Roscoe and Will go this way, and
no,
Beth and Rafina go the other way, and so we could record just the two of us today.
Just like circle around that. What is it, butte? Or
we need. Well, we it makes sense actually to flank the dragon.
Side. Yeah.
Are we doing flanking rules in D&D, Eric?
Yeah.
What's a flank rule?
It's funny to me to even ask for Pork Fried Dice. Like, ooh, are we doing flanking rules?
Eric, the answer is both yes and
that's,
no.
That's a very flattering thing, though, I think. Uh-huh.
I think it should be, because, yeah, like, who gives a shit?
Right, yeah.
What if I came in here and was like, Eric, that's not mechanically how it works in D&D.
I was very worried you were going to be exactly like that.
Like,
I listen to your entire podcast and I come on and I'm like, I really wish things were a bit less loosey-goosey.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Immediately.
I run a tight ship on all of the podcasts I've been kicked off of.
But seriously, we're fucked.
Yeah, I know.
Go wiggle the coaxial cable again. It worked last time.
Yeah, it worked.
Alex.
That was really more of a magic spell.
Yeah, he just stood
outside. Do it again, then.
I went up and I touched it.
Okay. It's good
right now. It's good right now. Go.
Quick,
start.
Role play.
All right, so you guys are just coming out of the more terrain-y.
Yeah.
Sea bed, lake bed area, and
achoo!
But Eric, can you flank with ranged weapons?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, why not?
You can.
Quick, let's decide. Let's,
yeah, seriously.
This is going to be the opposite of how our group actually usually
lives.
I have no idea what it means.
Well, flanking means surrounding your enemy, basically, and you get, like, advantage on, like... I think you get, what is it?
It's from an old edition. I don't think they have those rules in 5th edition.
I do know
edition.
What the word flank means, but I don't understand what the flank rules would be in D&D.
In what I played, it was like if you are next to an enemy and you have someone on the other side of the enemy and like one of those three squares, you would get advantage on your attack rolls because they would be distracted.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I guess... It does beg the question, though, and I say this as you know, one of my favorite moments as a D&D player ever that I've played had to do with confronting a dragon, and it did not end up going the way that we all expected it to go. So I guess my question is, are our characters prepared and basically like expecting just to fight? Or is there a chance of
Will will never want to walk in a fight. So I would assume that we would definitely have talked. Like if we see that there's a freaking dragon, he would definitely talk about that.
I think like, you know, on battlefields of old, I think we should send Will ahead. Parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wait for him to come back.
We'll wait a long time.
I think that's a great idea. Will, I'm Roscoe LaFleur. Hey, Will, you're good at words. Why don't you go over there and wake up that dragon? Is the dragon sleeping?
Yeah, seems to be.
Dragons are always sleeping in D&D.
That's so true.
Yeah,
seems to be.
Seems to be sleeping.
It's the DM phrase du jour.
Yeah.
Right, but Roscoe isn't aware of the DM, so to him, the dragon's just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Will, you're the one who doesn't want to fight this thing, so as far as I see it, the onus is on you to, develop an alternative.
All right. Well, I mean, looking at this group, I feel like I would probably be the best person to talk to the dragon if we want to make it really angry and then fight it. But also, no. I probably could. The only thing is like, I really have never like really talked to a dragon and just like, are they really smart? There was the dragon in Barovia. I had never seen a dragon before that. Are all of you more familiar with dragons? I look at Bathwax since he is part dragon.
Alex is trying to remember. We talked to that dragon. There was a dragon that we met. Mm-hmm. Do any of you remember the details of that?
Well, Bathwack, I think is the one that you did. Bathwack talked to him. Yeah.
Bath talks to dragons all the time. Like that one time.
Wow.
It was really just that one time. And I barely remember it.
It's all of the times that I remember, so all the time.
You spoke in Draconic, which is probably pretty good to talk to a dragon in. Although, I don't know, maybe they also understand other languages. What are we doing, guys? Is the dragon bad?
Yeah, wait,
do we have to kill the dragon?
What is the situation here again? You guys are trying to save the anglerfish?
Yeah, the anglerfish is apparently the god of this place.
Okay, and right now that god is flopping around on the seabed over there on the
He doesn't
butte.
Look so good, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't look so good, guys.
And what have you heard about this dragon's role in the current situation?
The dragon is being created or manipulated by a dark power, and Will looks around, realizing that we don't necessarily see a dark power unless the dragon is the dark power.
So how do you know that, Will? How do you know that it's a dark power?
Well, because if we're relying on the words of the pink hair girl, lady, woman, person, young lady,
she
elf.
She got a name.
Who are you?
Thialganot.
It's probably her name. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. Are we ever going to see her again? Thialganot is her name now. And Thialganot said that all the shit that we've done so far, the four keys, the door, everything has come true so far. So if we're going to keep relying on her information, that's what she said. That it was a dark power.
It burnt that town.
Well, yeah,
that can't be good.
Did it? Yeah, it probably did. But also, like, what we do? Maybe we can reason with this dragon thing. If it's being created, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a living creature. Don't you like living creatures? I mean, I don't, but you guys do.
What are we arguing about?
I'm just saying. Maybe I agree with Roscoe or myself. I don't know who started this conversation. But
we all know it wasn't Bathwack.
It was definitely not Bathwack. Bathwack was probably already trying to aim a javelin at it. Let's try to not fight it right away. Dragons are super powerful and we're all going to be eaten probably. So,
Will, are you able to communicate at this distance with the anglerfish?
Ooh,
in your head?
Probably not. I would have to get a little closer. Really? It's like something like 100 feet or something like that.
What message?
Message. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming we have to be like not letting it see us.
I feel like we're looking across a valley at this or something. I feel like we're really far away right now.
Yeah, that's in the distance.
It looks big, even though it's far away. It still looks big to us. That's
right. Yeah.
I'll look up message while you're logging in.
I'm sorry, the thing is saying unsupported browser. Browser. Unsupported browser.
120 feet.
Clam browser.
Oh, 120 feet. Well, I'm assuming we're still
you
further
probably
away
have
than
to.
That.
It's probably also higher up than that.
Oh, like the butte is at least 120 feet. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. No, I can't do it from this far away. Oh God! Also, what is an anglerfish? Look at this! It's flopping around. It's glowing. What kind of thoughts are in that head? Like, if I go in there, it might be like, and then I go crazy. Good luck, guys. You need me in this fight potential situation.
So are we looking down at a butte in the distance?
No, like, it's kind of more level with you. It's like
across.
Picture more like, like a Martian plain. You know how like it's always pictured kind of bare and.
But so we could feasibly like just swim straight. We wouldn't have to like go down obviously onto the.
No, you're not lower. You're not higher than the base
it's like
of
fighting
the
in outer space
right now.
This is gonna be cool. All right.
So I don't know. If we're mainly concerned about, I can't stop doing that.
No, you do not. You absolutely should not, nor cannot.
Yeah. Eventually, we just won't laugh about it, and it will just be the thing. And I'll just stop laughing. Yeah. I'll never laugh again.
And we'll all start doing it. I mean, Will can start doing it. Rafina, sure.
All right, like Roy, Skoy, let's like go.
If we're mainly concerned about the anglerfish, then. I don't know. You guys are saying it's some kind of god. I don't know if that's a question of semantics, but if it does have some sort of magical power, and right now it's sort of sick and out for the count, then maybe we could lure the dragon away, and one of us could have time to go up to the anglerfish and heal it. And then if we could heal it, then maybe it has some great power that could aid us in our battle with the dragon.
I kind of love that idea.
Wow, Will likes the idea?
I mean,
Roscoe, congratulations.
It's Will. He likes it.
He likes it. Hey, Will.
Nice. Will, he likes it.
Oh, man.
I could be the bait. I'll tell you right now.
What?
I'm good at drawing bad things away from good places. You know how I got linked up with the Zoinkus in the first place? Is the ringmaster saw me get struck by lightning because I'm such a bad luck person individual. And the lightning would, if it weren't for me, have hit the circus tent. That's how I got linked up in the first place, because this guy was like, oh, wow, this guy who has bad things happen to him all the time could maybe come in kind of useful. And I have to say, I think I did. So, if the dragon is the lightning, I could draw it away.
Do you still have your lightning rod?
I didn't have a lightning rod. The whole point, Rafina, is that my soul is the lightning rod. I'm a bad luck boy.
It means you have a very tall metallic soul. Aw, Roscoe. Taller than a circus tent. This is great. Thank you, Roscoe. Please
You're focusing on the wrong shit, Rafina. I don't know. Batwack. Batwack, are you following me at least?
You got hit by lightning?
I think Batwack wants to go with the bad luck guy, is what I think.
But Will.
He might really get hit by lightning.
I mean,
I know Roscoe really did. I feel like we're wasting
time. All right. It'll be me and Roscoe against the dragon, and you guys, the good people, go heal the fucking anglerfish. I can't heal anybody. I know how this is going. Come on, bad luck asshole. Let's get out of here.
All right, let's do it. I will point out, this is precisely what I suggested very beginning of the session.
That's right. We can record our own session.
That's hilarious.
Will, I'd rather travel with you.
Okay. Well, yeah, but who's the best healer here?
Rafina's the best.
There's no test. There's no competition.
Rafina's the best. It's Rafina, Roscoe.
It's me.
So Rafina has to go over to the anglerfish. I, as the bad luck lightning rod soul, have to go that way.
You did the point, the opposite look, the opposite direction thing again.
You're such a good podcaster.
Yeah, right?
I love it. It's perfect. So,
yeah, Bathwack, do you want to accompany Rafina over to the anglerfish? Or do you want to accompany me in drawing the dragon away?
Bathwack looks at Will.
Bathwack, you can heal things too. I am guessing if this kind of plan is going to work at all, it probably needs all the health you can muster. I can't do anything besides shoot it in the face.
Do you have to?
Will, I can't do anything to help you I'm over there.
Do you need to put something special in the contract?
What? Bathwack, I have never said that you have to be up my ass all the time. I appreciate your concern, but I am a grown person and I can walk.
Paragraph 7, up my ass. That's what it says.
Oh, no. I was under some sort of spell, I know, when I wrote this. I have to have been. All of you deny it, but I am sure. Oh, no, I think I would know it because charm.
I think that's a different contract from Rafina's past that she found.
Has to do with a chair anus.
So, strategically speaking,
yeah.
If the goal is to have the dragon follow Roscoe and let's say Will,
mm-hmm.
are we gonna die?
Maybe.
or like what do we have at our disposal in either running away or fighting a dragon? Roscoe doesn't have any kind of magic or anything, so...
Yeah, of course not. I mean,
the way you
that.
Were distracted, I thought you were just Googling how to fight dragon.
How to fight dragon.
Rafina, please conjure a laptop so that we can look this up.
I'm trying. Well,
Roscoe, the way I'm playing Roscoe is he does... he has some tricks up his sleeve that he doesn't even know about. So I see something already that I kind of like, but I fucking hate spell casting in D&D. It stresses me out. And like,
oh, don't.
It's such at the whims of just the fucking dice roll. So I can
but
have
Adam. It's not in Pork Fried Dice. There have been things that we have had long discussions about,
that's
like
true.
Whether we can do things. Eric likes being creative with spells. Please be creative with your spell. As long as you're not trying to break the game and you're just trying to make a cool story, it will probably happen. And I say all this because Eric can't talk because he's sick, listeners.
No, I'm not. I'm not sick at all.
But for real, yeah, like it's don't be stressed. Please have fun being a spellcaster.
No, of course.
It's the best. And I'm playing it as Will is hearing this stuff about Bad Luck Roscoe, and Will is thinking, you know what? At worst comes to worst, I can use Roscoe to get away from the dragon.
Yes.
So
that's great. Will's having the same thought that the ringmaster.
Yeah,
did.
He's like, that ringmaster is on to something.
Yep.
You can add that to your character sheet in your possessions, Roscoe LaFleur. Anytime you fail a saving throw, you can transfer the negative benefits to Roscoe.
Well, do we? Sweet. So, looking around the kind of surroundings of the this is a lake, the lake bed.
Yeah.
What kinds of like, is there a particular I don't know, like what kind of sea watery structures are down here? Like, is there any like coral reef structures
or shipwrecks
that we could like start luring the dragon to, and then we hide inside the coral reef or the shipwreck?
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
Where we would head probably. So,
or cups of seaweed.
Yes.
Like the way, like in Star Trek, when they fly into nebulas to hide. Finding Nemo.
Adam was so sad about that.
Adam doesn't watch films made for children.
My ex-boyfriend
you told us
Cameron,
that story.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't watch movies made for kids. What were you saying, Alex?
Nothing. I just got this mental image of Roscoe like smoothing the kelp out, like
the kelp,
like from Predator.
Yeah, kelp, like those big trees.
Oh, like
it sticks to the
mustard like noodles,
very
you know?
Well. Yeah, yeah, like a ghillie suit, or is that what it's called? A ghillie suit?
Uh huh.
A seaweed ghillie suit. We could make those. Will might be thinking about that actually, making a seaweed ghillie suit. Not that I know what a ghillie suit is, but
and are dragons drawn to mustard?
Or seaweed.
I hope so.
Because I think we established that at least some of this mustard is caked onto.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's still
despite
there.
Despite the water. Like, the water is not water.
Not at all.
So, we're looking for a good direction to go to try to lure the dragon.
So, yeah, the in terms of the actual topography, like I said so awkwardly at the start when I was rushing to try to avoid more packet loss issues.
I love you.
The topography is mostly smoothed out at this point, so there's not much of that. There are some intermittent copses of kelp, and there actually is a not too small shipwreck. Funny that you said that.
Yes.
Kind of from your direction, you could see it off to the right, but still between you and the closer to you than the butte is, but not like on a direct line. So you could see that as a potential point of cover. Otherwise, not a ton. Certainly not for you to make your way.
Okay.
Extremely close to the dragon. I mean, you don't know if you're who knows, maybe you could just walk right up and not be seen. You don't see anything keeping a lookout per se.
And you know what? If we want to be seen, we just have to make sure Bathwack and Rafina aren't seen, right? Because they're going to be sneaking up. So me and you need to be like, "Oh, hey, what's up, dragon?" Hey, yeah. Make a commotion or we have to figure out what we're going to do to make the dragon go away. So we know. So Will tells everything he knows about what he's seen so far with this dragon. It flies upside down. It's fucking weird. It's orange. What does that mean? Bathwack would probably know what being an orange dragon means. What does that mean about its? Oh, we know it can shoot fire, right? Is that it's a fiery guy?
We saw that, right?
Never seen the dragon shoot fire.
We heard explosions and everything was on fire in the village. So if we assume that, like, Halula said that the dragon did stuff. So unless Halula was lying, we know that, or as far as our characters know, everything that was set on fire was the dragon. So we must at least figure that there's it can use fire.
Does dragon fire even work underwater?
I'm hoping that we have that to our advantage, but it still has a giant mouth and lots of teeth and claws, which are what I'm more concerned about.
I see those now.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. Guys, did we confirm that it's not mechanical? Can we see anything now that we're up a little closer and it's still? Can we check and see if it's
look like it's breathing?
We're not really close yet, but Rafina, when you guys sneak up there, maybe I don't know how close you guys are going to get. So, you said that there's like a shipwreck off to the right of us, and there are some copses of kelp.
Just scattered all around.
So
your mic is off, Eric.
Yes, sorry. There is. You were correct about the shipwreck, and yeah, there are copses of kelp scattered just variously around the entire.
Are any of those copses like kind of up close-ish?
It's not like cleared out around there necessarily, so it's kind of a random distribution all between you and there.
So I say, Rafina and Bathwack dart from copse to copse as much as you can stealthily, and then when you're as close as possible without waking up the dragon, off to the right, off to the left.
To the left.
You use the left copsies. And then Will and I will go to the right and try to get the dragon's attention. Can they hear you scream in water?
I mean, I can hear you talk.
Hear you hear scream each other. In space. Like that. But...
We have other ways of making sounds. Yeah,
Rafina and Bathwack, go to the left.
Okay.
Go from copse to copse, and then when we see you get to that copse over there.
He did it again.
They know.
Then we will initiate our part of the plan, which is to go out into the open, equidistant between the shipwreck and the dragon, and start waving and shouting to get its attention.
Uh-huh.
That way, we get it away from the butte. You guys are close enough that you swim on up to the anglerfish. You save the fish. We save ourselves. We kill the dragon collectively. And then I get the fuck out of Bear Toggle finally.
Roscoe, the thing is...
I feel like everything worked out well up to the point of we save ourselves.
Right, yay. That's no. The only problem. We need to know... I mean, we hope that the anglerfish is going to be able to help us, but the fact that it got to this point in the first place, who knows how powerful it is. We've heard it's pretty powerful. Let's hope that's good. But, Rafina, how long will it take you, to like... I don't know. Do you have any estimate to revive it? Because
to revive a god, Rafina.
Yeah, Rafina. because here's the thing. I'm not going to just stand and wave my arms. I'm going to let Roscoe do that part. But when the dragon inevitably eats him, I'm going to cast a spell somewhere else to try to make it chase whatever that is instead of myself. So how much time do we have?
Does it seem like it's actively fading? Like before our eyes, he's like gasping his last breath? No,
this
right?
I was going to ask this because I'm often paranoid that I haven't described things well. Okay. I'm not necessarily saying that anything you've said makes me think that, but I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
He's moving.
I think I've...
Adam.
When I accidentally cast... something that, I mean, it's not that it matters. Like, everybody.
Oh, you're making this chat go away. That's what he was doing. You can see his S's.
Nice.
I'm really playing Roscoe close to the chest here.
Bathwack's right. Got your back.
keep it a secret.
So I think I'm pretty confident in the description of the surrounding land leading up to the butte.
Yeah.
Can you guys describe, like, sort of from that point, like what that specific thing looks like, that
like, this is a quiz.
No, I want to make sure that I did it right. So yeah, it's kind of a quiz, but I am being tested.
You're asking us what we think it looks like.
Just describe it so that way I know that you're picturing the right thing.
We're at the bottom of a lake.
Yep.
So it's pretty flat at this point. It's no more big caverns.
Yep.
There are some clumps of seaweed all going towards in the distance a butte, which is like a platform. Yes,
describe this part. Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's a shipwreck like, off to the right.
Yeah, mesa. And the dragon is around the butte.
Circled around it. Yeah, upside down.
Mm-hmm. Not the whole way around. It's not that big, but it's kind of curved around the base of it. Good portion of it. You don't think it's the whole way around from what you can see. And then what about on top of the butte?
Anglerfish.
What?
It's not in contact with the anglerfish.
Correct.
On the top is the anglerfish flopping around in pain or something like that.
Okay, so there's the one part which I either didn't remember to say or didn't come across.
Okay.
It seems like the anglerfish is within some sort of a spherical something. Like an orb.
In the orb, yeah. Okay.
Did I say that?
In an orb on top of the... So it's a complete orb?
Yeah, like
and then the anglerfish is inside it.
On the base of it.
Wow. You did say that. It was in my song.
It's not like floating in the center of the sphere. It looks like it's laying on the bottom of the sphere.
Okay.
So you're going to have to deal with the orb, whatever the nature of the orb is.
Like the fact, you guys, oh my God, like, is that orb somehow linked to the orbs we've been getting?
You still have one?
I don't have one, no.
Whoa.
You showed me Yoda another one, right?
Well, eventually Rafina pickpocketed me and that I had one. Yeah. But Bathwick, I don't think Bathwick knew that she took it from me. Oh, wait, no, maybe he did. I think he did, but he didn't give me a hard time. What a nice guy.
And then it dissolved in Rafina's hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so there was the one that you threw out the window and landed in the river. But I'm assuming if this has been going on for a while, maybe it's something about, oh man, let's just explore. I'm like, what's the story? But are we making this connection in our characters? Because what if...
Will's been fixated on orbs. On orbs for a while. So it's...
Yeah, okay.
Well, not then unreasonable he would say something like that. That
he would be like, I mean, what... this? So the glass... is it crystal? Is it glass? Is it related to the orbs we've been seeing and meeting and talking to? Crap. So, okay. Well, that might be a little harder to just... Well, what is the plan for getting away when the dragon turns around and wants to eat us all? Do we have a plan?
I've got my bicycle.
It's true.
But it can't roll into the up area, which is where we live, up there. We need to... get out of here. So, do you guys all have to just swim to get out of here? Like, do you have any ways of getting out of here other than swimming?
You can't fly us, right?
Flying, I don't think it's going to work because we're in the water.
We learned that we couldn't. Yeah,
I out of character told you all that. So between then and now,
you said that we can just
you
tell.
Were playing around That's with. A, something yeah
you, you said you, we could just yeah. tell because if I played around with it then I wouldn't have it.
Well, you didn't don't actually cast away. It you
okay,
like
I was just
cast a tiny
I was just
one
playing with myself yeah, and exactly. I cast a tiny one fly on my something I was playing myself. All right, cool, let's go.
if Weist comes to Weist, we just swim straight up. Right.
I mean, yeah, I have some things I can do, but it's not for all of us. I don't have the strength. I'm just a little worried that if something were to happen, we might want to have some kind of plan. I could disguise us as animals if we're close enough together. Maybe we could swim out of here. Oh, God. Let's see. The plan is if we are about to get eaten, I will... save the day. This is where Will saves the day, everyone.
Save the Will.
Yay!
Definitely Will save the Will.
I might have a little trick. I might have a little trick up my sleeves, too. I'm just gonna message The DM, something that I just Googled.
Nobody look at the chat just in case he puts the slash the wrong way.
I'll type S 40 times. I was wondering if that's where you were going with that.
So we'll see. Maybe something crazy will happen. Now, quick.
All right.
Don't let KT see it.
I'm not looking.
We couldn't see.
Right. But, yeah, Rafina and Bathwack.
We'll heal him fast.
Yeah, heal him fast, but also, like, let's try to keep aware of where each other are so I can maybe help you if we are in trouble.
Wow. Okay. Will, I feel like you're really engaged in this. I feel stronger. DM, don't I feel stronger?
Yeah, you do.
You feel stronger.
You have inspiration. If you didn't before.
I do have inspiration.
Oh, you still do.
I feel this energy from Will.
No, I just don't want to die. I don't want to get eaten by a dragon. Okay.
Nope. Well,
all right. Nope. On the count of three, let's not get eaten.
High five.
Oh, my God.
All right, Bathwack and Rafina are going to the left. Are we going to the left now? Are we going from kelpses to kelpses?
Did you determine what the signal was?
Oh, yeah, right. We're going to have a signal.
Well, it's when the dragon leaves is the signal. When the dragon tries to move and is distracted by something, then you go. Don't go at the dragon. Unless you're saving me. You know, that's okay. But
would you like to ride my bicycle and ding the bell when you're done?
But if I ding the bell, then the dragon will know where I am. So no!
How are you going to be the bait without the
I'll dragon? Take the bicycle.
I'm not going to be the bait. Oh, I'm going to cast this. Yeah, Roscoe's going to get eaten. Don't worry.
I'll ring the bell.
Okay, there
sure.
you go. Here's the bike.
God.
All right.
Roscoe, don't you ring that bell anywhere near me.
Is this like a small, like what is this bicycle like?
Yeah, it's got a wicker basket with three plastic flowers on it and a little bell in the shape of a fish.
Right.
And it's sized for a halfling, so for you it's pretty small.
Okay, good. That's exactly what I wanted. Amazing.
Yeah, and I put the seat down a little bit for you.
Down!
Fina always puts the seat down.
Well, thank you. I will take this, and maybe it will come in useful.
Yoiceful.
It'll come in yoiceful.
Come in yoiceful. Episode title.
Come all ye yoiceful.
Fighting a dragon. Oh, come all ye yoiceful. Jesus.
Oh, it's great. We're ready. Here's our. Okay. We did it. I think we're doing the plan.
Okay.
Do we have a plan? Maybe. Who knows,
yeah,
guys?
Sure.
Here we go.
Yeah, and Roscoe already pointed out. Roscoe pointed out the cops that we're waiting for them to get to.
Okay.
Before we start luring the dragon away. He was not looking at the cops, but you pointed at it, so. Okay.
So we all know.
Everybody's on the same page.
Everybody.
Everyone but Roscoe.
But Roscoe.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to start swimming.
Oh, he's swimming.
Ooh.
I'm going to stay close to the bottom, close to the lake bed.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Is he like the Grinch in Dr. Seuss and he's just swimming like this?
Oh,
like
between the toys?
I just picture Bathwack because he's like a dragon guy. His hands are just at his sides and he's snaking through the water. I hope
and
it's
Rufina's
that.
Doggy paddling.
The hand gesture I just made reminded me of Rimmer from Red Dwarf.
Oh, yes. When he does his salutes. All Red Dwarf fans, please report.
Red Dwarf. I remember watching Red Dwarf.
Really?
Hated it. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a classic. I have vague memories of that being on TV when I was a kid. Weird.
Yep.
Weird show.
Anyway, yes. So all right. Tangent, but Rafina is swimming.
Cool.
Oh, bye, guys. I'm going to get eaten by a dragon, Will thinks.
All right. So let's see here. So let's sketch this out, I think. I think that's going to be a little important. So orange circle is the butte with the dragon around it, right?
Butte.
I just see a circle.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
I'm just drawing this. Yeah. All right. So there's the dragon.
over here.
There are no consummate bees.
Like, it's like a strand of DNA.
Yeah.
So there's your boat, your shipwreck.
Oh, okay.
Over here.
It's lovely.
And then we've got kelp, right? It's like, which one do you think, Roscoe, you pointed at? Or were you trying to point at one? Specific one.
It's probably the one with the three squiggly lines.
Yeah, I just drew. Did you see me draw?
That's what I meant. Yeah, the one green circle.
Yeah. The one off to the left that's kind of closest to the butte.
Oh, wait.
And
you're going to the right by the shipwreck.
Yeah. I think that was a mini golf course.
We're going here.
Screw you, Abby. Okay.
This is great. This looks like a play, like a football play.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Are there, I mean, as we go around, are there more of these little stands, like, just all around?
Yeah, this is just illustrative of the distribution.
I just wanted to make sure.
So, like, you know, each square is, like, 5 feet.
Don't go by the grid. Okay. Maybe.
They're just panicked. don't look at squares! No!
Alex just said in Roll20 chat that he thought that I didn't want to share with the podcast how much I hate Red Dwarf. That's not... I was making a joke. It was stupid. I don't remember Red Dwarf. I just have vague memories of it. I have no feelings about it other than a vague, fond, like, bemusement. Oh. So, for any Red Dwarf fans out there, you know, great. I sound like I'm being defensive. I don't even have anything to be defensive about.
Oh my god, he's holding a gun at us. Like, what the fuck, Adam? You're on your computer. You're like in your room. You can't even hurt us. What's
the
wrong?
Adam does protest too much.
I don't even know what this. I've heard of this show, but what is it?
It's such a goofy.
It's like a British sci-fi
comedy.
Oh, okay.
Science.
Is it the one with, like, fiction, the vacuum, right? That has the plug-in next to its penis,
yes,
or something like that? That's what I think I remember
that before.
Yeah,
you know,
okay,
what?
Yeah.
As a kid, I remember as a kid getting Red Dwarf and Red Skeleton confused.
Oh my god, that's amazing! That's very funny. That's so. It's like they both sound like D&D characters.
Red things, yeah.
Very similar worlds, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. So the plan goes as planned, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, we beat.
You guys did it.
Like we planned. Yeah,
we did it.
Let's just instead of, like, role playing all of it. Why don't we just roll a single
die? Yeah.
To determine
if we live or die.
Here, I'll roll a D2.
A D2.
All right. Uh-oh, one, man. You live, two, you die.
Okay. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I'm looking. I'm watching.
Oh, you live.
One, we live.
Oh, we did.
Thank God. That was canon, too. We were that close to the end of Fork Fried Dice.
How do we all die?
And Abby, a D2 is a coin.
Oh, that makes sense. All right.
Anyway, so, so you guys split off. You guys can move your little duties if you want to move your duties.
Oh, we can move our duties.
You can move your duties.
Come on, Bathwack.
So Abby's just already there.
I was going a little too fast.
I'm in the crow's nest of the shipwreck. I'm just kidding. Put myself at the top.
That's why I try to keep up. Boing, boing.
Did you delete yourself? Nice job, Roscoe.
That's what he wanted to do
fucking
anyway.
Roscoe.
He's just gone.
So Roscoe is going over here to this.
Yep.
Right next to this. Cops of kelp between the shipwreck and the butte.
Okay.
And yes, and Will is hiding in the shipwreck.
Yeah.
You know, as we went over there, Roscoe would have been like, so Will, you hide in the shipwreck. And then, like, from there, from the safety of the shipwreck, as the dragon hurtles toward me and I ride away on this little pike, you can cast like a spell that kills the dragon, right?
Absolutely, Roscoe.
Right.
Roll deception.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're actually trying to lie to him, so that way he
actually I say it just like that, but I guess he doesn't know me. If it were anyone else, they
so
would
know
that
I'm not
trying
to fool him.
I'm not trying to really fool him. I'm being sarcastic, but
and Roscoe's just an idiot.
All right, cool. That's fine. That's also canon.
Roscoe is savvier than
if,
that.
If Roscoe genuinely like turns away at that, I think Will, after having been in Rafina's company for 4 weeks, suddenly feels just a little bit bad. And he's like, Roscoe, I can't actually kill the dragon in one shot. You're going to have to like get away faster. Okay, just...
No, I know that, but you can get the process started. You can loosen the pickle jaw.
Good luck, Roscoe. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. And Roscoe will hold out his arms for a hug.
Will looks around him, hoping that someone is there to receive the hug.
Sent me away.
Yeah, I know. Bathory's not even there to get this hug. I'm going to complain about that later.
So at your hesitation, Roscoe, so his arms lingered there, and then he's like, after like 5 seconds, he saves face and moves the arms further up. Like,
Goas, victory stance is what I was doing.
And Will does it too. He's like, yes.
Yeah.
Victory. Something like
Roscoe
it, hopefully.
Misunderstands that and thinks that Will's gonna hug him after all, like delayed. And then
Will's and the arms are up in the air like, and he's Will... Yeah. I know I'm defenseless.
And then yeah, Roscoe hugs Will.
Oh,
he's
oh,
gotten
no.
your arms up, so now he brings his arms down and around you.
No. Will's hands just like are like now it's in a, you know, a stop or I'll shoot, like finger spread, hands up, like you're the cops. And then he just, yeah, like you're the cops of Kelp. And then he just like does this,
right,
like
but during,
pats your shoulders, like
during all that, during the hug, Roscoe whispers into your ear a secret that is yet to be determined, like in a Lost in Translation kind of way.
Whoa.
Let's say we'll figure it out later, but he does, and maybe
we'll edit it in right
wait,
here.
But then what's my response? What if we have a whole conversation based on the secret? You know,
well,
we will.
It's okay. It's kind of like in the Wrath of Khan, though. Like okay. Spock like does it to McCoy at the end, and McCoy's he like does the mind meld, and McCoy doesn't actually like hear it. His brain hears it.
Uh-huh.
So Roscoe, because of like the scent, the overwhelming scent of like lavender and mustard.
Yeah.
Like
it's like smoke signals.
Disorienting.
Your brain is so disoriented and so distracted by the hug that you don't even necessarily know that your brain is hearing
this message right
this
here.
Message. Well, we don't have to edit it in. Like,
we might
I'm
not.
Saying there's nothing. I'll think about it. And I'll decide later what Roscoe whispers to you.
Okay.
This is just in case Roscoe dies. I want there to be something like to carry forward.
Oh, you're not going to die.
Was he fled.
We're not going to let Roscoe,
Roscoe
die.
Hey, you're not in charge.
Will into a hug and Lostin translates him. Well, and Lostin translate / Wrath of Khan. Yep.
Very similar.
Cool.
I have to say that moment right. in Lost in Translation was life-changing for me.
Oh my
for
gosh.
For some reason. It was so, like, that whole movie was just at a point in my life. It was right before I re-met my husband.
Oh for my the, yeah, God.
That, it was a really powerful, I was with one of my friends, and for both of us, we were like, oh. It just was like heavy and light at the same time. It was amazing. Anyway,
because I know your whole story, I'm like, oh my God, that would be like the because like I love Lost in Translation, but it's not like my absolute favorite movie of all time or anything. But like that just hit me because I know your whole story and your social security numbers are beep. But seriously,
I can see. That's what I'm here for.
But there it is. Seriously, though, like that movie in that time would be really crazy. Oh. Eric's like, I don't have feelings. I don't know what that means.
I never
saw
the movie.
You have feelings. Oh, wait, you never saw it.
Or
that's
if I
right.
did, I think I maybe started it.
We own it, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to have to make him watch that movie. It's good.
You will.
You'll like
you
it.
You will. It is really good.
Okay, what were we talking about? You were lost in translationing me.
Yes, you.
Wrath of Khan.
What does a Bathwack and Rafina do right before they die? I want to hear.
So I'm already over here, but Bathwack's keep. Oh, good, he caught up.
Yeah,
finally.
I caught up.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. So he would he's swimming sort of like serpentine like, right? And I'm more like these little bursts of speed, and then I curve around a kelp and I burst again and sort of like do little figure eights around them.
You guys are supposed to be being stealthy.
Well, but you haven't woken the dragon up yet, so
well, right. we are not. You're sure, yeah. I'm terrified.
They're farther away.
But guess what? I'm stealthy as a halfling, so my little bursts of swimming are actually quite stealthy.
They're bursts of silence.
They are. Well, what I do is I, Rafina goes straight up the kelp cops, and then like does a very quiet like shove off and sort of glides to the next one. And
nice.
It's like a Mario underwater land. There's like bubbles flying up out of the cops.
Yeah,
and
you have to go to them
and
breathe.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning the bat pack is totally like camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
In his shiny armor.
Oh, shoot. Yeah,
shiny,
hey,
clanky, squeaky armor.
Scales? They have shiny scales. Yeah. He'll be a prey. Oh, well.
He'll be a prey.
He'll
oh, well.
Be a prey of something.
He's just there to protect the healer anyway, to protect
he's
her family.
He's a prey, Bethbeck.
But he also heals, and that's why I sent him.
Yeah, well.
I'm the meal that gets stuck in its throat.
Ooh. Ooh. I like it.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.